Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Morning, guys.
Hey there.
Morning,
hey.
Jer. What you got for me?
Oh,
tell me
know.
Something good.
I made meatballs.
Did you?
That's what I got today. Sorry.
Like, are they in your pocket?
Yeah, where are they?
They're in my fridge at home, and I just have to make my creamy butter parsley sauce to pour over them.
You're a creamy butter parsley sauce.
And then bring it on in here for the potluck we've got going on at noon. So, yeah, that was essentially what
That's
my
it?
Day consists of. I had a few other things, but
well, tell me about
that was
it. What'd
the main
you do?
Thing. I went and dropped my vehicle off at the mechanic so that he can fix my brakes and put new tires on my ride. So that took up a big chunk of my night. So I gotta ask you,
do you got a guy or do you just take it to like a chain?
Oh, no.
You got a guy?
I got a guy who knows a guy.
You got a double guy.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Is your guy that knows a guy giving you a good deal?
Hell yeah. That's why I bring it to him all the way out
that
in Golden.
You think you're getting a
no,
good
I'm
deal.
Getting. My dad was a mechanic. My dad was a diesel mechanic. So that's one thing he taught us is to make sure you do the research when it comes to getting your car worked on because people can, you know, swindle you out of a lot of money if you're not careful. So, and not
what's
only
it,
that, but
this
guy, I don't know yet because he hasn't gotten back to me with the actual, I just dropped my car off last night.
It for
he's going to work it all out today. No, I mean, I just imagine I'm going to be spending a little over $1,000 because I need all new tires. Those are expensive.
Just your tires alone will
and
be
then
$1,000.
My brakes, you know, so it's
you're
like,
probably looking at $2,000
yeah,
plus.
Yeah. So I'm, but again, I get
no
a deal.
No Christmas presents for baby Nana this year.
I get a deal. So it's like, it's a little bit less than that $2,000. But yeah, so I had to bring it all the way out to Golden, and then my friend is letting me borrow the world's loudest truck. So she
You're a truck
brought me.
Girl.
Oh my gosh! And it's a manual transmission, so I get to drive in here all cool, shifting. No. But
you
it
feel like you're Vin Diesel. Or something?
I feel so cool, except it doesn't have a muffler, so
oh,
it
no.
is the loudest car. And when
isn't
I
it fun though,
it is. It, there is a little bit of flex with it because you're like, rum, 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 rum.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. And it's 5 o'clock this morning. And I start that puppy up.
I'm so sorry.
I did. I was like, oh no, the gosh, this is a lot louder than I thought it was.
You gotta park far away.
Yeah, but I try and get it in that fourth gear as quick as I can because gears 1 through 3 are very loud. And then that fourth gear gets a little bit softer.
It's nice though, like when you go to pass somebody or somebody's irritating you, you give them the pipes. Yeah. That was my I've done it to a couple of trucks. Josh actually has an old truck of mine that I did pipes on. And it was always the joke, give him the pipes.
Yes.
And then you, boom, as you go by him, you know.
You,
without, you don't have to flip him off. You don't have to make eye contact. You give him the pipes.
You do. And it'll scare people if they're not you know, ready for it. So
the best thing about that is when you're driving in the mountains and you go through a tunnel. I would always put the windows down and give it the pipes in the way it echoes in the tunnels
and
the mountains. Oh, you feel so strong and powerful.
That's how you do it.
And then there's usually a cop on the other side waiting for you.
Every time,
so
right?
Sorry, officer.
Every single time. But yeah, I do feel a little bit, I don't know, like country. Driving that thing around, I do. Because, again, it's a manual transmission. And not everyone can drive a manual transmission. I'm finding out less people. You don't know.
I'm a car guy. Like, many years ago, I learned how to drive. My dad's got a Vette, and it's a manual. So I learned on that. But that's probably been 15 years ago now. And I haven't driven a manual in 15 years. There's something with my left leg and my left foot. I got no skills in my left side. I got no skill with my left leg.
Skillless on the left.
So working that clutch and everything, I can't do it. So I don't know if there's exercises at the gym I can do. So, you know, like pushing down.
Strengthen your
get
toes.
Get on the edge of the stairs, you know, on your tippy toes. Yeah, because I got no strength in my left foot.
That's insane.
I know, right?
Josh,
there goes my soccer career.
Do you know how to drive a clutch, Josh?
I learned on a manual truck my very first time driving.
Yeah.
It's probably been 5 or 6 years since I've done it, but
they don't really make them anymore. Even
the
cars are fizzling out.
My parents made me. They were like, "You're going to learn on a manual. You have to."
I can't imagine driving a manual, especially in a blizzard or uphill
in
or
traffic.
Trying to drink coffee and be on my phone.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's where
that's
you got
the worst.
You really got to pick.
How
your...
do I text and drive?
Yeah. Exactly. One
and
or
have
the
coffee
other.
At the same time.
One or the other. But this is funny because like it's one of those old school trucks, so it's probably like late '90s, early 2000s, something like that. But we mean older to where, like, when you hit the clutch, it's not like those newer ones where it's almost just like a little button you push. Like, it's so, you know,
aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
that's
this,
why
you,
I can't do it.
You actually have to be
no
like, clutch, you know, and then we're going into
my
second.
Left leg like,
you really got to work for it. to get it in reverse.
Jer
like,
walks in here with a limp.
Really, yeah.
What happened? Oh,
yeah.
I had to use the clutch.
Well, you got a truck right now, so if you need anything moved or anything picked up, you can do it yourself, which is kind of nice.
And I parked backwards. I don't know if you saw.
You backed in.
Well, you got to back in if you have a pickup.
So. I have a truck. I need to park backwards. This is just part of what having a truck is. So.
It's easier, too. You can see better as you're
backing up. And again, the reverse part. So I just don't want to be stuck.
Well, that's the thing, though. Everybody thinks it's so pretentious as a truck owner. They're like, oh, you have to back in. I'm like, it is actually easier. If you are backing out of a parking spot, you can't see people.
Yeah.
You could sideswipe a car. If you just back that bad boy
in. They could be like, well, isn't that what could happen when you back into a parking spot?
No. The angles. No. The angles.
No.
It's all about the angles.
It's all about
and
the angles.
Not only that, but like when I get here at 5 in the morning,
nobody's here.
So
here.
That
You're
whole
fine.
Parking okay, yeah. lot was myself. I wasn't there.
How many tries?
I didn't
should check
anybody.
The cameras.
I was right in there.
Let's check the cameras outdoors and see
in.
If it was like.
No. I used my rear view mirrors. I did get out to make sure I didn't hit the brick wall behind me, but that was fine.
All good.
I was fine. I didn't hit anything.
She's like,
so.
I just nudged it. Just
exactly.
nudged
just
it.
A little nudge.
Hey, really quick, did you go to Arby's yesterday? Because I know you were talking about going to Arby's.
Oh, I sure did.
What'd you get?
I got the gobbler.
okay.
Yeah, so the turkey sandwich, and it blew my mind. Like, both my friend and I, we split one. It was like, I added that turkey gobbler at 8 o'clock last night, guys. It was, I'm
How's
just
saying.
How's
your gut right now? Is your gut a gobbler?
My goodness. But anyway, it was like the deep fried turkey that they have, and they only have that this time of year, and it was real stuffing up in there,
what?
And the cranberry sauce. Oh, my gosh.
Arby's
it was so
is
good.
Stepping up their game,
like,
huh?
I
they
was
have the meats.
Saying, I said, like, I could never make a turkey sandwich that tastes this good. Like, I've never made one that tastes like that. So I will from now on just go and get their sandwiches.
Can you get it without the cranberry sauce?
Yes,
can you get
you
it
can
without
get it...
saying the stupid name?
The gobbler? No,
like
I think
one
you have
gobbler,
to do
please.
That.
It's
you
one of those to, menu items.
You have to do that.
I couldn't but do it.
I will give you the pro tip. I saw online that people were like, get it without mayo because the mayo kind of just it doesn't need that richness. It has so much richness with the deep fried turkey and everything.
Give me one gobbler.
No,
hold
the mayo. Hold the mayo.
I'm watching my weight.
But I did because I get obsessed about food. And so once I knew I loved it like I did, I went up to the manager and I was like, okay, level with me.
Ron, I'm going to be back.
Tell me how long you have it because I don't want to come here and order this thing and you guys don't have it. And then I'm going to go cry in the back booth. So you have to tell me what is the timeline for the gobbler. So yeah, he thought I was weird.
Is it through like, November? When's the gobbler
like,
leave us?
The end of winter. And I was like,
what does that mean?
That's what I thought. I was like, so we're going to have it through Christmas. I can
February,
count on coming
March.
In on the January 1st. Like
April, if I got a hankering, it's still snowy.
Is this going to be my New Year's sandwich? Like, tell me what is happening. So he just said, we don't have an exact date. It's just through the end of winter is what they told us. So
okay.
I was like, okay, if I'm out
good
there crying
know.
Though in that booth, you
good
know, you know why, but... So good.
Is it a requirement to go
no,
when you order it as well?
Yep.
We just did
yep.
it anyway.
Ron, I'll
fun.
Take two gobblers.
Hold the mayo.
Hold the mayo.